Good evening. Welcome to Wayne County Planning and Zoning. It's Wednesday, December 11th at 5 after 7. The first thing we will do tonight is open a public hearing. This public hearing is a proposal to adopt SB 174 subdivision approval process. We don't have anybody signed up to make comment from the public unless you've changed your mind.
I might change my mind.
Okay, right.
Do you want me to sign the sheet?
Right, no, right now is the time. If you want to make comment, make comment.
What happens if you don't adopt this?
It's a mandate by the legislature.
Well, I'll go to prison.
Wait, hold on.
Well, we won't because we're going to adopt it, but you might.
I don't know.
Why
I'm sure it's tied to funding or something. I don't
know. I'm just wondering, you know, I mean...
I'm guessing you'll be in non-compliance with the state land use authority, whoever that is.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's what'll happen.
You know, but it seems like, you know, we have such a small percentage of the county that is privately owned. And so much of it that is public. I mean, it's 97.3, right?
Mm-hmm.
97 belongs to state, federal, somebody besides
96
people.
And a half,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the 3% or 3.5% belongs to private individuals. But does this bill limit, or can we limit, if we want to, the size of subdivisions going in?
Yes, your ordinance is still in place, right? This is just who approves it and how much time you have.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Yes.
So basically you have 40 days.
Right.
To approve or not, but the requirements of your ordinance in Iowa Town will have to be met. It doesn't take them past your ordinance.
Okay, and does the county have an ordinance as well?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my ordinance, my dear.
Yes, we have a subdivision ordinance.
Sticky notes. That's my earmark.
So, every Wayne County Commission meeting I go to, you are presenting a minor subdivision.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They've all met
the criteria for it.
Yes.
And I guess I walk a fine line between how much can we put in our 3.5% land ownership as opposed to how much do we not want to be overwhelmed so that we don't look like Salt Lake County or Davis County or St. George?
We're already there.
That's what your ordinance is for.
Okay.
Not only that, but in my personal opinion, especially outside of the incorporated cities, our ordinance requires water per every lot. That right there is what really controls
right. How
many lots someone can do.
Well, between water and septic systems, you know, those are the big concerns. I mean, I get that, and I've only lived here for 3 or 4 years, but I get the fact that if you don't have water and you don't have some way to get rid of the septic system, you know, you don't have some way to leach out your septic system, since we do not have a centralized
sewer
system, you know.
But this that we're talking about tonight doesn't have anything to do with any of that. This is just the approval process
okay. Of
a subdivision.
So if he doesn't get approved, and I mean, I know we talked about this at the last zoning planning meeting. If the approval does not get administered to in within the 40 days or whatever it is that you're limited to, how much time do they have to reapply, and what do they do in order to change that approval process?
If they don't get approved or they get denied?
Either or.
If they don't get approved, then I'm guessing they can sue the town for you not approving them within the time frame.
If they've met all the criteria.
Right, even if they haven't met the criteria.
No,
if they've met it all. If they have not, they shouldn't be going forward with it to that board anyway, or that individual.
Right, because I just remember the guy that was from Fremont that was applying to do his business.
Okay.
which made perfect sense to me, but, you know, that somebody in the group was really uptight about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he was really, and I'm just like, ooh.
But that doesn't apply to this either, because that wasn't a subdivision.
No, no, it was just a business change.
Yeah, that was a zone change. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll shut up now.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much. Comment from the public. Do any of you have anything you want to say as part of this public meeting?
I'd say it's a pretty well written,
I think it's, document.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing then, and we will get into our meeting. First item on our meeting is to approve the minutes from our December 4th meeting. Has everybody had a chance to look those over? Mm-hmm. Did anybody even find a spelling error?
Nope.
Neither did I. Okay, I think we can entertain a motion then.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. I think I must have missed that one.
Yeah, I think you were gone on last week. Okay, we have a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries to approve the minutes for the December 4th meeting. Okay, first item is...
Are you going to have a pledge?
Oh. I guess we can do it in the middle. Let's do it in the middle. I forgot about it. Let's have the pledge. Then we'll get into this item. Thank you for the reminder. Sorry about that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dennis, for the reminder there.
Should have said something earlier.
Okay, first item is proposal to adopt SB 174 subdivision approval process. Okay, is everybody clear about what it is? Okay, is everybody happy? Well, I am. I think it's great. This is going to streamline a lot of things. We don't have to...
Yes, it will.
Basically, we don't have to work through all the issues with folks. They'll just work through them with her on the phone.
Yeah.
And then it's a done deal as long as there's no problems or cries from the public or whatever, I guess.
But again, they meet the requirement.
Yeah.
They can't be denied anyway, no matter what the public says.
If yes.
They meet the requirements.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion. We approve it.
Okay, motion to adopt SB 174 subdivision approval process. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Marion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries to approve, to adopt SB 174 subdivision approval process by the state. Okay, the next item on the agenda is Blake Kirkpatrick. He had some questions on Res Ag Zone and Resort Recreation Zone. Evidently, he looked in our tables and saw that Resort Recreation is allowed in a Res Ag Zone. And he interpreted that to mean that you don't need a zone change to do a resort rec business in a res ag zone. And so Colleen just explained to him that no, resort recreation is its own zoning, and if you want to do that, it's allowed in a res ag zone, but you still have to rezone for that purpose. So he said, okay, I don't need to come to meeting then. So his agenda item has been solved and answered earlier today, and he's not going to show up. Is that what you got? Okay.
Okay.
Is there any other business? No other business. Does anybody else have anything else we need to discuss tonight?
I already have some scheduled on January 8th, so make sure you plan to meet on January 8th.
Perfect.
The next one is?
January 8th, second Saturday, second Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the hurried up rush and the extra meeting and the pulling Colleen out of her party, but we've done it in record time. We're going on about 12 minutes, and so this is a record time. We can entertain that final motion.
I'll make a motion. We Adjourn.
Adjourn.
I won't say resign.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries to adjourn the Wednesday, December 11th Planning and Zoning Meeting.